वनचारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी यमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज अचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदांत गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजक चारिष्टोत्र सचरी श्रृंखला भक्ति सिद्धांत सचति ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविटी फाउंडर चार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय यमुना मई गंगा मई की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की श्री श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौर ऑल ग्लोरीज टू माइन ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णु दाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं Dadati Swapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Sri Guram Vaishnavaham cha. Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Ragunatam, Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishaka Vitam cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Sri Radha Kanta Namastute, Tapta Kantrana Gaurangi, Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishavanusute Devi, Pranamami Hari Pri. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya, Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha, Patita Nama Pavanembyo, Vaishnavebhyo. Together everyone, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tina. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavad Paschatya Desata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, young and old, I like to welcome all of you. This morning, June 22nd, 2005, here in the Rukmini Dwarkadish Temple, as our God Brother Srivas Savas, not Srivas, Savas Prabhu says, Rukmani Dwarkadish, they are the most beautiful deities in all over the three worlds. I think whatever he says, I agree with that. They are very beautiful, very attractive, because they are installed by Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada is always meditating on them. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, Canto 4, Chapter 5, Text 10. Frustration of the sacrifice of Daksha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiriyat. Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Nishtati. Before citing the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj, a great Vaishnava reciter of Bhagavatam, unto Srila Parikshit Maharaj, a great Vaishnava listener of Bhagavatam, unto the lotus feet of our spiritual master, giver of the Bhagavatam to the whole world. So please repeat. Yes. Tvaga anta kale vayupta jata kalapa swa sula suchi arpita dek gajendra vitatnaya nityati Uditastra Dur Dvajan Uchata Hasa Staniyitunu Staniyitunu Bhinna Dhik Yastva anta kale vyaputa jata kalapa. Swasule suchi arpita dik gajendraha. Vitataya nitayati uditastra dura dvajaran. Uchata hasa staniyitunu bhinna dek. Yastu anta kale vyaputa jata kalapa. Swasula suchi arpita dik gajendraha. Vitataya nitayati uditasatra dhura dvajan. Uchata hasa staniyitunu bhinna dek. Mataji's. Who? Lord Shiva. To what? Antakale. At the time of dissolution. Vayuputa. Having scattered. Jatakalapa. His bunch of hair. Swasula. His own trident. Suchi. On the points. Arpita. Pierced. Dek. Gajendra. The rulers of the different directions. Vitatya. Scattering. Nityati. Dances. Udita. Upraised. Astara. Weapons. Do. Hands. Dhavajan. Flags. Uccha. Loud. Atahasa. Laughing. Stananyitanu. By the thundering sound. Bhinna. Divided. Dek. The directions. Translation, please repeat. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva's hair is scattered. And he pierced the rulers of the different directions with his trident. He laughs and dances proudly, scattering their hands like flags as thunder scatters the clouds all over the world. Purport by his divine grace, Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. Prasuti, who appreciated the power and strength of her son-in-law, Lord Shiva, is describing what he does at the time of dissolution. Dear devotees, this Prasuti is the wife of Daksha, soul in a female body, has a better understanding than the soul in a male body. Daksha is a male and she is a female. Daksha couldn't recognize the power of Lord Shiva, whereas his wife is recognizing. This is what she is saying. Daksha, who was very big sense gratifier. Daksha means who is very expert in producing children. He produced thousands of children, not one, two. And sense gratification means a jiva lose the sense of perception. He cannot perceive what is what. On the part of Daksha, too much sense gratification. When he came in the assembly, when everybody was there, and everybody stood up to greet him because he's one of the, you know, Prajapati, progenitor. But Lord Shiva didn't stand up. So he didn't like that. He's so puffed up. Even Lord Shiva is his son-in-law. Then what? Lord Shiva's position is very exalted than his position. But he couldn't perceive that. And from that day onward, he maintained enmity with Lord Shiva, which was very, very improper for him. And later on, as we all know what happened to him, because he offended a greatest Vaishnava. As I mentioned other day in my lecture, that Prabhupada is saying elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, the Lord Shiva is identical with Krishna. He is Shaktaveshavatar. So he offended, he is Gunavatar, not Shaktavesha, he is Gunavatar. He offended, you can say that he offended Krishna by offending Krishna's Gunavatar. So here, he offended him, he didn't kept share of Lord Shiva in the sacrifice, whereas the shares of all the demigods were there. Lord Shiva was ignored by Daksha, and the whole thing happened. Then Sati, she gave up her body because her great husband was offended by her father. It's not that she should have sided with her father because he is her father. No, if father was wrong, she rejected him. This should be the principle. We should learn here also from this action of Mother Sati that she rejected her father because he was acting on the worldly platform. He didn't have any spiritual vision. She immediately rejected him. So why we have this katha every day? So that we learn some lesson. We are Krishna's part and parcel. We are all children of Krishna. But now we are lost here in this material world. Because of our contact with this Krishna's inferior energy, we have become contaminated. By the mercy of Lord Vyasadev, Shukadev Goswami Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, this beautiful Bhagavatam is there to guide us, to help us, to teach us, to elevate us spiritually. It's not that, as I mentioned the other day, that book I found by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, by one Vaishnava saint, he is saying that pratikshan apne doshon ka chintan karna hi apne aap ko parishuddh karna hai. On every moment, one should think of his faults. How faulty I am, how defective I am, how many bad qualities I am, how much lusty I am, how much greedy I am, how egoist I am. But every moment one should keep on thinking. Then this way he will purify himself. So, Bhagavatam is, you know, with the, beautiful katha, stories. They're all true stories. These stories are there in the Bhagavatam to teach us the lesson. Because we are lost in the material world, we have no spiritual vision, but by reciting the Bhagavatam, we can get that vision. But I was saying that very big defect people have developed in India, rather you can say in the whole world. The defect is, in India there is Bhagavat recitation is there, Bhagavat Saptah for 7 days. Sometimes they recite Ramayana also, maybe Bhagavad Gita also. But there is only recitation. Nobody follow what is there in the Bhagavatam or in Ramayana or in Bhagavad Gita. This is a very big defect we Indians have developed. That's why Prabhupada has condemned. What is this Bhagavat Sapta? People think, oh, by listening Bhagavat for 7 days, I will go back home to Godhead. For 7 days I have to listen, and rest of my life I can do any damn things and nonsense, and still I will go back home. This is a very big defect we have developed. There is a katha, but there is no following what is in the katha. So we have to see our defects. Even in the West, Bible is there, but they read the Bible, but they don't follow the Bible. One of the Bible commandment is, thou shan't kill. Prabhupada used to say, these Christians are maintaining the biggest slaughterhouses in the whole world. And they follow Bible. What kind of following this? They don't follow us. Only recitation or namesake, they're following the Bible. Prabhupada said that anyone who is a good Christian, he can come to Krishna consciousness. The study of Bible, anyone who is a good Muslim, he can understand Krishna consciousness. Study of Bible, study of Holy Quran is the primary study of religion. Because these two exalted personalities, Lord Jesus Christ, Prophet Muhammad, they couldn't give people very high understanding. Because they were not fit to have high understanding. Like the one question is asked to Lord Jesus, can you tell us something about the spiritual world? Jesus replied, you cannot understand even this material world, then what can I tell you about the spiritual world? Even very close associate of Lord Christ, he betrayed him. Who was him? What was his name? Judas. So we can just understand which kind of people they were. So Lord Christ couldn't give them very high understanding. Even in the Holy Quran, you know, people used to stone at Prophet Muhammad when he used to speak to them. So he couldn't give them very high understanding, which kind of people they were. It's mentioned that one should not misbehave one's mother. Mother means one should not have sex with the mother. You can just imagine how low class people were at that time. So they couldn't give very high understanding, but still they gave the primary understanding of religion, but still people are not following. They have become fanatic, they are not following. Same thing happening in India. Hindus, they don't follow Bhagavad Gita. They read. The recitation is there. Big reciters are there. Big crowd is there to listen, but no following. That's not good. Theoretical knowledge without practical application is of no use. Many people acquire the theoretical knowledge, but they don't apply that knowledge to their day-to-day life. This is the missing point in our life. That's why there is a chaos in the society and problems in the society. If we follow this beautiful Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, as it is explained by our Divine Master Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can become better persons, beyond any doubt. I'm sorry to say, please don't mind my frankness. Even we are not following. I am also included with you. We are also not following the teachings of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita what Prabhupada has given us. Because it's very easy to go away, very easy to lose the path. See, these acharyas, they maintain this parampara. Even this one tree coming from Advaita Acharya, they got distorted. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu, is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they got off the track, not following the right track. So we have to rectify ourselves. Here, this mother, Prasuti, she is able to understand the power. Prabhupada is referring her that she who appreciated the power. Why, if Daksha knew the power of Lord Shiva, then he could have behaved himself. He could never have neglected Lord Shiva. Could have respected him, invited him with all respect. So he was thinking, why my son-in-law didn't respect me when I came in the assembly, whereas everybody respected me. There was no need for Lord Shiva to respect Daksha. Lord Shiva's position is very, very high than the Daksha. But why he was not able to recognize? Because of too much sense gratification. He was too lusty. Only expert in producing children, but he didn't make any advancement on the path of devotion. He didn't head towards purity. Even he offended Naraji. Naraji didn't do anything wrong. If he made his son's devotee, that is the purpose of life. But he wants a material, increasing our population, this and that. If Naraji did, he should have been thankful to him. Well, you did very thing. In spite of thanking Naraji, he offended Naraji. But whereas Naraji is also greatest Vaishnava, he is the head of our Sampradaya, he cursed him. For what? He made his son's devotee. Can you imagine? Oh, I curse you, I call him bad names there in the Bhagavatam. I don't want to repeat even those names. He cursed Naraji. And he said, I'm cursing you, you cannot stay in one place more than 3 days. Naraji folded his hands. He didn't. And you think Naraji is less powerful than Daksha? He has great power. He cursed Nalkubra and Manigriva to become trees, because this is what was required according to time, place and circumstances. He could have returned the curse back of Daksha, but he didn't do that. Here he proved that he is a greatest Vaishnava and accepted the curse. So, earlier point which I was making, that we don't follow, we recite. Following is very, very important. Following will change my life. Not only recitation. Recitation is good, but following is more good. Yudhishthira Maharaj and all the Pandavas, brothers and Kauravas, in their childhood, they were studying in the Gurukul. And the lesson was, one should not get angry. So, next day, Guruji inquired, everybody remember the lesson? Everybody said, yes. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, I didn't remember. Second day, third day, fourth day, fifth, after 7 days, Yudhishthira Maharaj said, yes, now I remember the lesson. So teacher inquired, why took you so long to remember this thing that one should not get angry? Yudhishthira Maharaj said, Gurudev, now today onward I will never get angry. And for the rest of his life, Yudhishthira Maharaj never got angry. This is the learning of the lesson. We know so many things, but we don't follow anything. That's not good. What is that? Jackal of all? Is that what you say? Jack of all trades and master of none. That's not good. Even you know this Navda Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Out of nine, if one makes some advancement in one bhakti, listening, then he can run back home, back to Godhead. So point is, following is very, very important. So here, a Mataji, Prasuti, she can recognize the power of Shiva, but Daksha not. This description indicates that the strength of Lord Shiva is so great that Daksha's power could not be set in comparison to it. Daksha is also powerful. He cursed Naraji. But his power could not be set in comparison to it. Lord Shiva's power is great. At the time of dissolution, Lord Shiva, with his trident in hand, dances over the rulers of the different planets. And his hair is scattered, just as the clouds are scattered over all directions in order to plunge the different planets into incensed torrents of rain. In the last phase of dissolution, all the planets become inundated with water, and that inundation is caused by the dancing of Lord Shiva. This dance is called the Pralaya dance, Tandava Nritya, Pralaya dance, a dance of dissolution. Prasuti could understand that the dangers ahead resulted not only from Daksha's having neglected her daughter, but also because of his neglecting the prestige and honor of Lord Shiva. Here is more understanding on the part of Mother Prasuti. You can understand. We can understand the ladies are more advanced, even long back. Daksha's wife is more advanced than the Daksha. She didn't side with her husband, or whatever my husband has done is okay. Actually, when Mother Sati came to see, she came uninvited because Lord Shiva was not invited and she was not happy. She said, anyway, I'm going to see my father. Lord Shiva forbade. Lord Shiva said, no, when girl is married, she should not go to the house of her parents uninvited. But she didn't listen. She went, but her mother greeted her. And sisters also greeted, but Laksha didn't even look at her. She didn't mind that, but when she came to the sacrificial arena, she saw there is no chair is kept for Lord Shiva. This was very insulting to her, because her husband was insulted for no reason. There was no reason behind. Only Daksha was puffed up because he didn't greeted him. He didn't stood up and he came to the assembly. This is nothing but a false ego. False ego kills the jiva. It's a barrier between the jiva and Krishna. And false ego starts from where? Kamesha krodesha rajogun samudbhava mahachano mahatpapma vidhi enam hivarinam. This false ego starts from lust. Then anger, kama krodh, then moha, attachment, lobh, greed, then ahankar. Kama krodh, moha, lobh, ahankar, false ego. So, daksha is egoistic. And anyone who is egoistic, he cannot come close to Krishna. So we have to understand these things before it gets too late. Especially, man must respect the woman. She is a worshipable. She is not a machine to enjoy. This is not a Vedic culture. This is a Western culture. The woman is considered as a machine. She is very respectable. Lord Krishna, as I was telling you, I might have told the story here. The one devotee in Vrindavan, Lord Shiva brought him from Multan. Coming from, Lord Krishna brought him from Multan to Vrindavan. Lord came in his dream and ordered him come to Vrindavan. He came there. Now he wanted to have a audience of Lord Krishna. He's fasting there and he became blind. So much suffering for a devotee. Now he cannot see and Lord Krishna is not showing himself to him. Now Mother Radha approached Jagan Mata, the mother of all of us. She approached, my Lord, you brought him here from so far to kill him here. He cannot see, he is blind. Why don't you show yourself to him? So then Lord Krishna said, my dear Radha, you are the Brijeshwari. Means you are the ruler of this Brija. Brija is under your control. Without your permission, how I can show myself to him? Here is the respect to a mother by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then mother said, okay, they both changed their forms and she came. Lord Krishna also came. And this pure devotee cannot see. So Mother Radha, she put an ointment in his eyes. He got his vision back and he saw Radha and Krishna in front of him. So his name was the Nainanand. Nice. The joy of eyes. So mothers are respected in the Western culture. Horrible. Not very good. But the hope is Srila Prabhupada, this Krishna consciousness. Lots of preaching is needed. We need to go door to door, tell people, please, some souls will be saved, like many are saved. Many have come to their understanding, but we have to become more advanced, more preaching. I like the prayers every morning made to Sri Sri Rukmani Dwarkadish. Please send more devotees to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Preaching is needed. When I was going to Vancouver, I saw Bhakta Omar. I was very happy to see him there and preaching, distributing books. I saw Bhrigupati. Is he here? No. I saw him distributing card one person very carefully and me and Omar both were watching. And I think he gave him the book. Is that right? Very expertly he opened up the book, showed him, talked little. Then he found out that this person can be trapped into Krishna consciousness. And I think he was successful. This trapping is needed very much. We are all trapped in Maya in different degrees. Maya is going to take us to hell. But we want to go to Krishna. We don't want to go to hell. We want Krishna. We want good trap. We don't want this Maya's trap. Maya's trap is actually very powerful. Very powerful. But we should understand, her trap is not more powerful than Krishna. Krishna is all powerful. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. There's nobody more powerful than Krishna. Even his Maya. Though Lord is saying, Devahi esha gunamayi mama maya durattaya. My Maya is very difficult to overcome. But mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etan taranti te. Those who come to my shelter, they can easily overcome my Maya. Need is we come to the shelter of Krishna. Leave the shelter of Maya. Distribute Prabhupada's books. Do Harinam, Prasadam distribution. Render unalloyed devotional service, unmotivated, uninterrupted. Then Maya cannot come close to us. Maya cannot touch us. It's none of my credit. But when I was in Africa by Prabhupada's mercy, I was new there. 1974. By the mercy of my Gurudev, none of my credit, I was making members and somehow or other by his mercy every day, 2-3 members are coming, 1-2, 1-2. My in charge was Chaivan Swami that time, he wrote letter to Prabhupada that this boy is doing good. Prabhupada wrote me letter back, sending his blessings. I also send him, I didn't know how to write a Vyas Puja, I send him a birthday greeting card. But Prabhupada replied me, I got your Vyas Puja offering. Thank you very much. And I have report that you are making members every day. And you can understand our Krishna consciousness movement. Keep on doing this. Chanting minimum 16 rounds, following regulative principles. And Maya will never touch you. 1974, he gave me these blessings. Only by his grace, I'm still protected. None of my credit. Maya came so many times. I should tell you how powerful is Maya. In 1995, just before Prabhupada's centennial, I was in Canada and they have a TV program. And in Toronto, I gave that program. So I got one letter. One letter is, on the letter is written, His Highness. I said, Highness. When I opened the letter, one mother is writing a letter to me. She is writing her name. I am such and such Sharma from Chandigarh. I am working as a manager of Imperial Bank of Canada. I have everything. Except, she is introducing, I have no brother, sister, only father. He is retired. Mother is also gone. I am alone. This is my age. I have everything in my life. But except a Swami as my husband. You believe me or not, when I was reading this letter, I was shaking, you know. So my God. And then she wrote down, she said that I have a lottery jackpot, some number, you know, $11.5 million, US dollars. And you need not to work, do anything, you just travel around the world, but stay as my Swami husband. Can you imagine such a big greed was there? $11.5 million. I had one nonsense with me. He said, Maharaj, you tell her that she can marry with me, not you. One rascal was with me, you know. So Maya is very, very powerful. But Prabhupada gave me little intelligence, you know. There's so many millionaire and billionaire and beautiful wives, beautiful children, but still they are suffering like hell, you know. So Maya is very, very powerful. But Prabhupada is very merciful. I have no intelligence. I am a fool number one. But he gave me little intelligence to understand. Many, many times, not one time, several times, Maya attacked me. I was in Africa. One Mataji, she is Prabhupada's disciple, coming from Brahmin family. And she thought, oh, he is going to be a good match for my daughter. Then she said, oh, if you marry my daughter, she's beautiful. You will be happy for the rest of your life. Then she told her grandchildren, show the photo of, you know, that daughter who was unmarried. They started showing me the photos. I'm looking at this about 29 years back. So the nickname of this girl was Gucci. You know, in India they gave it Gucci. So whenever, you know, they were trained, boy and girl were trained by their grandmother, grandma, to show me that girl. Wherever it's group photos, wherever her photo, they would say, Gucci auntie, Gucci auntie. She's auntie for them. But no, I recognize who's this Gucci auntie. The next photo when came, I said, hey, it's a Gucci auntie, Gucci auntie, Gucci auntie. So she was listening. This elderly lady was listening. She thought, he's calling her auntie. He's not going to get, he's not going to marry her, you know. So this way Krishna saved me. Another doctor, husband, wife, doctor, they said in Africa. The both thing happened in Africa. They said, oh, we want, for our daughter, we want a son like you. Means boy like you. I am remaining only, nobody else. Everybody is finished in the whole world. I left home because my family member were trying to get me married. I left from there. Now after coming here, even people are after me, you know. Even she wrote to Prabhupada. The other Mataji wrote to Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, send him back. So many things are happening. So I spoke to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, you know why this Mataji wants me back? Because she wants to marry me, his daughter. Prabhupada said, which one? The elder one? Don't marry her. She's already married several times. And it was true. I said, Prabhupada, no, it's not the elder one, it's a younger one. I said, why don't you get married? I said, Prabhupada, I want to stay brahmachari by your mercy. I am brahmachari. All the women are like mothers for me. I want to stay brahmachari, Prabhupada, by your blessings. He looked at me. He said, take sannyas then. So Maya is very powerful, devotees. We have to save ourselves from Maya, and he is our savior. First, we have to come to his lotus feet. Those who are listening in the internet, can they see me? No. You didn't turn this towards me. They can see? Oh, I see. Okay. He means Prabhupada. He is our savior. First, we have to stick to his lotus feet, pray for his mercy, and if he will embrace us, actually he is ready to embrace everyone. I have seen such a great soul is very dear. Such a compassionate Vaishnava is very dear. He embraced everyone. Very, very merciful. Then he will take us to Krishna. He will take us to Radharani. Then Maya cannot do us anything. But if we won't stick to his lotus feet, then very little chances are there, you know. Very little. We want chances should not be remote, but more chances should be there. Devotees, time is passing. I wish to sing one bhajan for the pleasure of all the devotees. If you allow me, then. Yes or no? So our president is allowing, so I will sing one bhajan. This is my favorite bhajan. I like to sing again and again. Prayer to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Mama mana mandire raho nisi din Krishna murari Sri Krishna murari Mama mana mandire Raho nisi din Krishna murari Sri Krishna murari Bhakti priti माला चंदन भक्ति प्रीति तुमी नियो हे नियो चितनंदन तुमी नियो हे नियो चितनंदन जीवन मरण तब पूजा निवेदन जीवन मर सुंदर है मनहारी सुंदर है मन मम मन मंदिर राहो निषिद्ध कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी मम मन मंदिर राहो निषिद्ध कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण ऐसो नंद कुमार नंद कुमार ऐसो नंद नंद कुमार हवे प्रेम प्रदीपे आरती तो मां प्रेम प्रदीपे नयन यमुना झरे अनिवा नयन यमुन झरे अनिवा तोमारा वीरे गिरिधारी तोमारा वीर मम मन मंदिरे रहो निषिद्ध कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी मम मन मंदिर रहो निषिद्ध कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण बंदन गने तब बाजुक जीवन बंदन गने तब कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी श्री कृष्ण मुरारी थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण एनी क्वेश्चन एनीबॉडी हैज आई डोंट थिंक दिस टाइम नो क्वेश्चन एवरीबॉडी एग्रीज विद मी थैंक यू वेरी मच हरे कृष्ण Yeah.